can I just say, he's the only person I ever voted for in a podcast award multiple times.
Yeah.
We have been some voting whores lately.
If he wins, it'll just make my fucking ear.
Yeah, for real.
Because I'm like, okay, he needs to win. He needs to win. He needs to win. And have you read the rules at the site? Oh, it'll have to be tabulated and we'll announce them later. And I'm like, well, when's later?
Yeah.
When are you announcing it?
Well, I heard that podcast who always wins, one of the guys like knows the guy that runs the awards. So it might be rigged.
I smell a Chilean election.
Rigged.
Vote early and vote often and stuff the ballot boxes.
Rigged. Mm.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
When are you announcing it?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 46, 42, I say chew. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna try to catch up on some of these voice letters, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Your countdown is today because y'all, it's 1 month until Grandma. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty in his red suit will be coming. And sometimes down the chimney. Big Fatty, you've made it, Volgan. Y'all, can you believe it? It is 30 days until crumb a morning when you wake up and see what old Santa Claus has brought you. And y'all, yes, Big Fatty, is this where you start telling about your Amazon wish list? Well, no, because y'all, I am remiss in not updating it. Big Fatty, you still got time, you whore. Well, I suppose you may be right, but y'all, it's beginning to look a lot like Crema.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 25th of November, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, they're kind of a two-in-one celebration today. Y'all, I've known this person many, 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 many years. Y'all used to do a little show called Terminally Single, and y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's talking with my youngest daughter, Nessa, and that gay country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, they were talking about when Big Party, back in 2009, was nominated for the podcast awards. Big Fatty, they were easily swayed back then. Well, I didn't win, but y'all, you know, as they say, it's just an honor to be nominated. Big Fatty, you don't believe that crap, do you know? Anyway, y'all, I see him every year at the Podcasters of America Supper at the Colon Aid over there in Atlanta. You know that's coming up. Coming up on the 4th of December. It's a week from Tom Turkey Day. And y'all, speaking of Tom Turkey, y'all, he always gets the turkey and dressing when we go to the Colon Aid. Y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, I think he's has a little show or a www about the underpants. You know, Big Fatty does not wear them. Yes, Big Fatty, we all know you don't wear the underpants. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only terminally single Tim and the Baby's Arm. Big Fatty, we love terminally single Tim and the Baby's Arm. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see terminally single Tim on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Y'all, I was sitting here and I decided that I'd go over and take a look at the hand map. And y'all, there was a new pin in the hand map. Y'all, it's someone who describes themselves as a lurker, a longtime listener. I don't know that I've ever met this person or if they've ever called in or anything, but y'all. Nonetheless, y'all, and you know, that's one thing you could do for Big Fatty, for Grandma, is get on the ham map. Big Fatty, wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't cost a cent, and it would make Grandma very, very happy. But y'all, our newest ham map pin is down there in the Fort Lauderdale area in the Wilton Manors, y'all. It is none other than Lurker Laws. Big Fatty, we love Lurker Laws. We do indeed. So, Lars, thank you so much for joining the Ham Map. Yes. Dear Gussie, y'all, in addition to joining the ham map, y'all, it was a double whammy. It was not really a whammy. It was a double dose of Laws today. Y'all, Laws has entered the Win Miss Bacon's Money. Now, y'all, just a reminder, Win Miss Bacon's Money, the contest is to name the male and female mechanicals that host Ruination, the early years. Y'all, your entry has to be in by midnight this Thursday, Tom Turkey Day. That's midnight Eastern time, because, you know, that's the only time zone that matters. And y'all just, you can send it in via voice letter or an e-letter or post it over there at the www. Y'all, it's up to you. Vena even told me on the little fatty cast what his was. Y'all, you could even just walk up to the door and knock and say, Berg, here are my suggestions. So, but y'all, Laws, in addition to joining the ham map, he has suggested the names Tom and Olive. Big Fatty, Tom and Olive, as opposed to Miss Kitty and Olive. Yes. So, I guess it could be a Tomcat or something like that. Big Fatty, don't push it. Anyway, Lost, thank you so much for that. And y'all, the big old bag of silver will go to the winner of the contest. And y'all, the mechanicals are gonna announce the winner of the Win Bacon's Money this coming Saturday, when episode number 5 of Ruination, the Early Years, comes out. Y'all, they're just going to introduce themselves, and then Big Fatty will talk about it more on Monday's little show. Yes, Big Fatty!
Thank you.
Jesse, y'all, as I record this on Monday, y'all, Digga and T-Wiggles, and who knows who else is with them, y'all, they're off to see the Wizard of Oz at the Sophia out there in Las Vegas. Can't wait to hear what Digga thinks of that. Y'all, I meant to tell you also, when I spoke to Bill, you know, he's the number one fan times two. He and Craig and some of their friends, they are going to see The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere in April. And y'all, I thought that it was only being shown through the end of March, but y'all, Bill says it's been extended into April. So y'all, if you're thinking of going to see the Wizard, you've got a little more time. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty. I have a Shart Week story, or you can play it now if you want to.
Big Freddy, you gonna play it now or are you gonna wait? Well, normally I would say that I'm gonna wait, but you know, if Mr. Cackle calls it in, it's gotta be a doozy. And y'all, I've got some special Shark Week Spanksgiving artwork.
As part of my ongoing medical drama, I had to provide a fecal sample. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. And the doctor handed me this little teeny vial. Like, seriously, I looked at it and I'm like, how am I supposed to poop into this little teeny vial? And also, as you know, since I have IBS, my shit is always like borderline liquid. So I'm like, how am I supposed to shit into this little teeny vial and stop before I fill it up?
An emergency situation has been detected.
So it was a quandary, but I wanted to let you know that I had success today.
Hi, I'm John Davidson, and this is Lucky Day. Keep watching. Make this your lucky day on USA.
And I managed to poop into the little vial, not make a mess all over my bathroom, and I delivered my poop sample to the doctor. So...
Hoop-de-doo.
There's your Shart Week story. I hope you have a nice weekend. Bye.
Dig. I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle and Big Fatty. Were they singing poop-de-doo? I think they were. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that story. And I find it interesting that the word vile was included in your description there. And I can't imagine that you know that the thought that no job is complete until the paperwork is finished, Big Fatty, unless you've got one of those hoses that you shoot up your butthole.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Mac from Florida. I'm at the Buc-ee's near Brunswick, Georgia, and gas is $2.59 a gallon. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Dig, I see y'all. That, of course, is that Mac from Florida. Y'all, you know he'll be at Leather Weather Weekend. Y'all, he's going to be doing boot blacking. So y'all... put on your Nancy Sinatra boots and come get them blacked. And, Mac, thank you so much for that gas report. Big Fatty, aren't you forgetting something? Mac, Big Fatty, last time he checked the gas here in Fatty, in Charleston was $2.58 a gallon. Moose P's latest submission was $2.61, but y'all, the winner of all that, Stevie B, $2.18 a gallon. Big Fatty, yes, that's what it is.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul Giorgetti. How you doing?
Good, you?
I'm all right. I'm
good.
Just calling because I wanted to thank you for my birthday greeting
on
your recent episode.
Yeah.
That was very kind. I think Ick wants to say thank you as well. Ick?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very, very, very flattered that I was mentioned on Big Fatty Online. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's lovely to be remembered. Yes, I'm so old now.
Are you in the tub with a toaster?
I'm not as old as Auntie Vera, but anyway, I had a happy birthday.
What?
I went to Mars and then had afternoon tea in Uranus.
I don't understand a thing he's saying.
I know, I was busy down on Earth. But, it was a pity because otherwise we'd have involved you in our Charlotte podcast birthday episode, which I'll be editing very soon.
Yeah.
But, you most certainly can't. I'm jealous. Anyway, Big Fatty,
yeah.
I wasn't in Uranus for my birthday, but
thank you
I was with my parents in my hometown of Salisbury, which is near Stonehenge. Salisbury has a very big cathedral. That's what it's known for.
Rocky.
It's a pretty beautiful city. Anyway, I was at my parents having cake and catching up with friends and recording podcasts and things like that.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I was very happy to be on your opening, of course.
Yep.
How did you guess about that, Bob?
You were mentioned.
I was mentioned. No, you're right.
Anyway, I think we've talked quite long enough. You've got a good work. We'll send you another message soon, I promise. All right. Say goodbye, Ick.
Goodbye, Ick. Goodbye. Goodbye, Big Fatty. And Poodle.
Yes, goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle. Thanks again for our birthday greetings. Bye-bye for now.
Yeah, messing y'all out, of course. Y'all, I don't know where Ick and the Shy Yeti was. By the way, that was the Shy Yeti and Ick. And Shy Yeti and Ick, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And were you in some sort of laboratory? Or were you in the mechanical area? Big Fatty, we don't need to be talking about Shy Yeti's area. Well, anyway, but y'all, I didn't know that his hats live near old Rocky Top there in the UCK. So anyway, y'all, I've got more voice letters to play, but y'all, that pretty much is going to be it for today.
That's all, folks.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say. Juicy, y'all, don't forget, put it in your VRCs right now. Tonight is the finals of the dancing. And y'all, it's a 3-hour finale. And y'all, then I just saw next to, I say, Choosy, that'd be on the tooth. Y'all, they're having a special holiday show. So, y'all, that might be something fun to watch also. Put that in your VRC and smoke it. Ready? Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Terminally Single Tim. And Tim, I'm surprised you hadn't entered the Win Bacon's Money contest. Is there have you got a reason that you hadn't called in winner?
When are you announcing it?
Oh, I just said the Mechanicals are announcing it on Saturday this week.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.